we would not be in direct competition, I don't feel like. I do understand the concerns that the other two gentlemen brought up. My biggest concern is how it impacts the look of the area and how it impacts my ability to continue to rent. And also, if it's an R3, y'all may not know how to answer this. Is it taxed as residential for property tax purposes?
Yeah, we don't have anything to do with
taxes. Anything to do with it.
Nope.
Reason I'm asking that is I was here just 5 days ago appealing a tax result. My property taxes have increased 600% in 6 years. 600%. We can't sustain that kind of increases. I'll be run out of business before long. But anyway, I don't really have a good feel for pro or con on how it would impact our business. I wish it was an R2 instead of R3, which that's what I thought it was when we were coming here, R2 instead of R3. But it is R3. I'm concerned about that. I'd feel much better about it if it was R2. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I did sign up. I'm here for
the broker. Sure. You did sign up?
Yes.
All right. For sure.
My name's Kenny Jones. I've lived down Jones Road. I've never been to one of these. But as far as that right there, you know, we move out here to get away from everything. And all we're doing is getting more apartment buildings. That's what R3 is, isn't it? Just multifamily, like condos and stuff, like Fall Creek and whatnot.
Scott, could you answer that just to help me out?
Well, it gives the ability. You can have single-family duplexes or multifamily buildings.
But R3, that's what they're going to end up building to bring in job force, from what I've understood, from what was told.
Now, that's a different project.
That's a different project.
That's a different one, okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they'll actually hear that project next month. I got an application for it today.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a conditional use permit on a C2. They're trying to do residential on commercial, and that requires conditional use approval through this board, and it'll be next month.
Because my concern is, you know, the traffic. It took me 2.5 hours to go from 86 Bridge to Jones Road due to the Garth Brooks concert, and I know they're building more highway. But if you ever drive down 86, right now they built that other lane. All that is a dadgum passing lane. I've almost been hit 4 times there. When we get multi-residents in there, it's going to make the property ugly again. I mean, we might as well just move to Springfield. And I oppose which it ain't going to do no good because of who's building it. But I do oppose that. I don't think it should be done. We're running those arcs. So thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Mike, you want to come back up? Any follow-up?
Yeah, well, I guess the proposals I've seen, you know, there's no multi-unit buildings other than what I've seen so far are just duplexes. As far as the utility and resources, they're there, they're available. They're not going to be drilling new wells. They're not going to be doing any of that stuff. They have two already, which are satisfactory for the development. What the future holds, I don't know, but, you know, it is blue-green. It will be R3. It will be fractional ownership. Will it be large 12, 14-unit buildings? I don't think so. I don't think the site would allow it. The topography is pretty rough. It's got to be a lower-density product, but... other than that, I can't add anything to the description of the project. If you have questions, I'd be happy to answer.
So a lot of these are just these really small lots, right?
Yeah, that's...
I mean, I never thought about, you know, R3, I mean, that he would do anything.
It's hard to...
Other than a single or maybe a duplex. But there's no guarantee.
No, it's the amount of site work that will be required to get it pad ready for a building like that would probably be...
I understand, but that has never stopped Johnny Morris.
No, it hasn't, but there's no Lake View, there's none of that stuff.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
So it's really a secondary, I'd say, rental market to, or market to, the Big Cedar campus. It would be like if Big Cedar's the A game, this would be the second stringer, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so would it be... Would they be opposed to making it R2?
I think I think all their property is zoned R3. Now, keep in mind, Blue Green's a publicly traded company. They're going to have some internal requirements for their own due diligence, which is probably why they wanted R3, you see. So I don't know. I don't think they would be game for that. But does that make sense? Anything else?
Are we really talking about, because he can do the same thing with a nightly rental?
Like I said, I don't know.
The way it is now, he can still develop that.
But can they sell it as a fractional ownership?
Right. So that's what I was getting ready to say.
Yeah, that's
the only difference we're talking about in terms of traffic and people having access is really the ownership process.
Yeah, that's it. That's Blue Green's model. That's why they need the R3.
Right.
If it were just, you were just going to rent it, you could do NR1.
So the change in zoning really isn't.
It's part of their business model.
Yeah.
My comment is, though, is that if the R3, and I just, gentleman brought it up, I mean, they could go up. I mean, they don't have to, what's there now, a bunch of log cabins, homes, which are, you know, very nice, but all of a sudden you could take somebody in the middle of it and do a three-story building. I mean, that caught my ear.
Well, the logistics, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, it's okay.
It's just the way the roads are laid out.
Yeah.
They're pretty much all developed. So it's to do what you're suggesting, they'd have to find a second point of access probably, which I don't think they could accomplish easily.
I'm not saying that's what they're thinking about doing. I'm just, what he said is true.
Yeah, no, you
somebody could.
Yeah, just like the commercial property in the earlier argument. You can, whatever it's zoned, you could put in, but does it make economic sense to do that? And I don't, in this case. I think the project is too far developed to go.
That makes sense.
You see, yeah. to really change it that much. Big Cedar's different because they have so much acreage, they could pick a pocket of land over here and go do what they want. This year, it's the topography's severe and it's pretty, you have a pretty limited area with limited access, if that makes any sense.
I don't know.
So if it helps the Planning Commission any, let's look at our R3 density that we looked at a couple, 3 months ago a little bit.
Yeah.
So any dwelling unit, any dwelling building, four family or more, or a four family, it's going to take 10,000 square feet per building. If it's over four family, it's going to take 2,000 square feet per dwelling unit. So you'd have to look at all this area that's undeveloped around the golf course and figure up that square footage. And then,
that's
see how many
that's
actual...
That's kind of unclear. I mean, there's
how many
lots,
units. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of lots.
There's a big parcel of land.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But when you look at it that way, you got to really look at... Sure, you're looking at 2,000 square feet
per
unit, but then you got to put parking in. So once you do that,
so 10-unit building is going to take half an acre
without parking.
Yeah, well, you're not even counting the amount of parking space.
And then you got to get
that's
parking.
That's only the structure
access.
And so what is that?
You won't hit that density.
Well, that just gives you an idea. I can measure that acreage.
Now, I mean, I just think there's probably half acre pieces of property in this. I don't know what all the sizes of these lots are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just saw 23 lots.
It has to be replatted if you stepped across lot lines to do your building, right?
And these are all platted, well, no, these are all platted as that lot right there is not even a quarter of an acre.
Okay. That's what I was trying to
think. No, I was trying to help you. I know, I knew what you're looking at.
Yeah.
If
so the lots really don't
they don't accommodate.
They don't accommodate the high rise.
No, doesn't appear that way. At all.
That's why they're doing duplexes.
Yeah, no, I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, it's a reasonable.
Question.
Yeah, it's a reasonable question.
Yeah.
Very good question.
So, sir, I think that if you understood that conversation, if you tell us exactly how it is, it seems very unlikely.
And if we flat it, county board just buys everything up. So.
No, yeah, can he replat it? What would stop him doing that?
Well, yeah, there's not that many lots that they own, so there's a few lots in there. Most of it's open space. I will give you a history, since I've been the planning administrator. Before I was the planning administrator, they started a new building at the Cliffs, which is a blue-green project. They haven't even built out the floors. They've got two or three floors that haven't even been built out. It's just sitting there, not constructed. Right. But we have done a whole lot of permits for single-family cabins around in the R3 for blue-green. So the trend, not to say it wouldn't change, the trend has been single-family cabins, and they already have two or three stories of multifamily building that they haven't even finished yet. Is that a false statement, Mr. Chairman? Send, I mean,
no.
Information, okay.
Any multifamily stuff out here at all right now?
On that property?
Yeah.
It's all single family. There are some duplexes. I think they built six or eight duplexes recently. Those roads run the ridges. That's what you're looking at. Yeah, that's what I mean. It's slim. It looks like a lot, but it's really, it's not that much.
May I ask you a question?
Sure.
Okay, you said they mentioned the Cliffs. Are they thinking about building like the Cliffs in that area?
No, all I gave you was my historic permitting through the planning and zoning office for the last 4 or 5 years. Before I was administrator, we had the Cliffs building going up. I went out and checked the setbacks, so that's been almost 6 years ago. They started building that structure. Slowly, they took the fire department and finished the floor, and it's timeshare, it's R3. They still have 2 to 3 floors to finish, but since I've been planning administrator, we have not done a multi-family building. They've all been single-family cabins, after another.
See, I've stayed in the million-dollar duplexes, what we call them. Single-family units, and that's what I was wondering if they're going to build.
That was what was indicated, but again, the rezoning to R3 would allow the multifamily, but the trend, since the 6 years I've been administrator, I haven't done a permit for a multifamily for this company.
If they build, like the Cliff says, for the million-dollar duplexes that are around the lot, going up to the infinity pool, basically, it might be a single-family dwelling, but it still looks like apartment buildings. It's going to look like Butcher Mountain over by
No, the ones we permitted by Big Cedar have all been individual, single-family cabins. But the intent that I got from them was they have some steep slopes. They want to do a lower unit and an upper unit.
Two flats.
Two flats.
Not side by side. But.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, everything I've worked on at Big Cedar, I'd say since the Cliffs, has been single unit cabin type projects. I've done, I think, 3 of them.
Maybe square footage just on that one lot, the lots that are flat.
Yeah, that's what they're just single Mike, unit.
Mike, if I gave you an opportunity to speak, okay, if you can just, I guess, address the commission.
Yeah, that's, so everything I've worked on at Big Cedar, like I said, probably since the Cliffs, has been single unit product at Big Cedar. The trend is moving that way, which is what Scott said.
I don't like the three multifamily. I mean, I know know we're having that talk, but I don't care for it because it gives you the